The Homebrew Computer Club. The group became known as the Homebrew Computer Club, and it encapsulated the whole Earth fusion between the counterculture and technology. It would become to the personal computer era something akin to what the Turk's Head Coffee House was to the age of Dr. Johnson, a place where ideas were exchanged and disseminated. Moore wrote the flyer for the first meeting, held on March 5, 1975, in French's Menlo Park garage. "Are you building your own computer? Terminal? TV? Typewriter?" it asked. "If so, you might like to come to a gathering of people with like-minded interests." Alan Baum spotted the flyer on the HP bulletin board and called Wozniak, who agreed to go with him. "That night turned out to be one of the most important nights of my life," Wozniak recalled. About 30 other people showed up, spilling out of French's open garage door, and they took turns describing their interests. Wozniak, who later admitted to being extremely nervous, said he liked video games, pay movies for hotels, scientific calculator design, and TV terminal design, according to the minutes prepared by Moore. There was a demonstration of the new Altair, but more important to Wozniak was seeing the specification sheet for a microprocessor. As he thought about the microprocessor, a chip that had an entire central processing unit on it, he had an insight. He had been designing a terminal with a keyboard and a monitor that would connect to a distant mini-computer. Using a microprocessor, he could put some of the capacity of the mini-computer inside the terminal itself so it could become a small standalone computer on a desktop. It was an enduring idea. Keyboard, screen, and computer all in one integrated personal package. "This whole vision of a personal computer just popped into my head," he said. "That night, I started to sketch out on paper what would later become known as the Apple I." At first, he planned to use the same microprocessor that was in the Altair, an Intel 8080. "But each of those cost almost more than my monthly rent." So he looked for an alternative. He found one in the Motorola 6800, which a friend at HP was able to get for $40 apiece. Then he discovered a chip made by MOS Technologies that was electronically the same but cost only $20. It would make his machine affordable, but it would carry a long-term cost. Intel's chips ended up becoming the industry standard, which would haunt Apple when its computers were incompatible with